The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Callum is unarmed. I repeat, he is unarmed. He will walk out slowly in front of me with his hands in the air. I will be directly behind. I repeat, he is unarmed. So let's just take things easy. Okay, I'm coming out now. Hold your fire!
You are completely insane, you know that?
You are so limp, Ben. Yada, yada.
What if you drown?
Look, I've done a diving course last year in Guadeloupe. I got the ledge, man. And O2 is looking good.
I'm not jumping in after you. I'm not doing this.
You'll do as I tell you, bitch!
Don't talk to me like that!
YOLO!
Leo!
Oh my God, John!
Boss!
I'm making a coffee.
You're covered in blood.
Do you need a doctor?
Black, 3 sugars. And I'll have one of them hard lots.
Sit down.
Get off. It's not mine.
What?
It's pig's blood. Some idiot threw a condom at me when we were coming out of the inquest.
What happened?
Lawful killing. Majority 8-2.
Mickey Winters was absolutely convinced that Callum Gartside was attacking you. Armed or not, he'd already killed his parents, his sister.
Yeah, well, it's sorted.
Set Mickey's firearms and gets to stay anonymous. Everyone knows your name, and half the internet thinks you were part of some state conspiracy to execute Gartside, because apparently he's a working-class hero telling the truth about immigration.
It was nothing to do with immigration.
Maybe someone's got a clean shirt in their locker.
I don't think he wants to talk about it.
I knew there was a reason you were a detective.
I'll make that coffee.
Ben! Ben!
Leo! You all right?
There's a bloody skeleton down there.
Mike, tell me.
The dive team have got the pictures. Forensics are bagging the remains before we winch the tractor out.
Do they have to?
It's going to fall apart the minute we move it.
Excuse me?
This is Leo Chambers. He's the kid who was diving in the pit. Yeah. Ben here phoned it in.
That's me.
Is this going to go public? Because if my dad finds out I went off with his scuba gear, he's going to have a double aneurysm.
We'll need a statement. You're best off being straight with him.
I told him it was a stupid idea.
Is it like a murder or something?
Tell me what you saw.
I jumped in, banged my leg. You can't see much down there, but I could tell it was a tractor. Opened the cab door, next minute... Wallop, there's a skull in my face with bits of... I nearly knocked my mask off, cracked my regulator.
Clear!
Good news about the inquest, John. We were cracking open the formaldehyde in your honour.
Tell me about the body. What there is of it.
80% skeletonized. The tissue that's left is in an advanced state of putrefaction. Male, 40 to 50, Caucasian. Heavy set, muscular, probably a life of hard physical work.
How long was he in the water?
It's fresh water, but stagnant, which accelerates decomposition. But then you get adipocere, that's a waxy layer which slows down putrefaction.
I know what adipocere is.
The degree to which it forms is affected by conditions. Temperature for one. The pits are cold, but under the cliff where the tractor was located is south-facing. There was a lot of sun at the beginning of last summer.
Just give me a window.
Well, I'd need to run a sight test.
Ballpark, for God's sake.
Anything from 2 months to 2 years.
Cause of death?
No signs of skeletal trauma.
What about drowning?
If he was alive when he hit the water, you'd expect him to try and get out of the cab. The doors weren't locked. He could have been unconscious, but there's not enough usable tissue to ascertain anything for sure.
Suicide?
It's a possibility, but you'd have a missing farmer and a missing tractor.
D.I. Tanner's checking missings from home as we speak.
As far as we can tell, all he was wearing was a pair of Y-fronts and an Airtex vest from British Home Stores. Mm. I'd be extremely surprised if it was suicide.
DNA's drawn a blank. What about dental records?
He's missing 3 molars and 2 incisors, but they've healed over years ago, and there's signs of advanced decay. I'd be amazed if he'd had any dental care in the last 10 years, if ever.
So basically, we know Diddley Squid.
What about the gravel pits?
They're owned by a Dutch conglomerate, which I can't actually pronounce. No one lives there. Security is non-existent. I'd be amazed if they have any connection to our dead driver.
What have we got on the tractor?
There's no plates and the chassis number's unreadable. I found this chap in Whitefield who's deeply fascinating on the subject of vintage tractors.
Oh, she is a beauty.
Is she? It?
This is your actual David Brown 1200 Selectomatic, 1968.
How can you be so specific?
67 horsepower.
Right.
In 1969, they upped the horsepower to 72, but, and this is the clever bit, the fully enclosed driver's cab didn't come in till the year before, so it has to be 1968.
That is clever.
They didn't kill him for money.
What do you mean?
You know what these things are worth? Collectors go nuts for him.
The top speed of that tractor's about 15 miles per hour.
No one's going to drive more than an hour. 2 maximum, not with a dead body in the cab.
Let's look at farms in a 25-mile radius, heading up into the peaks. It's not exactly a tourist destination.
You're such a townie.
It just looks a little, I don't know, short. Here be monsters.
What monsters?
You tell me.
Well, no one knows about a 1968 David Brown thingy, if that's what you're asking.
Selectomatic.
How far have you got?
8 farms.
Slow work.
OK, let's knock it on the head. I'll get around in.
We're still on duty, boss.
Then I'll get you some fizzy pop and a bag of crisps. You can sit in the car if you like.
Seriously, what monsters?
You're that detective.
If you're going to ask me about Callum Gartside, I've got nothing to say.
Who?
Sorry.
We're making inquiries, that's right.
Something about a 1968 David Brown.
Do you know something about it?
This is a small place. I don't want it getting round that I'm telling tales on my customers.
But?
Broadpipe Farm.
Why there?
About 5 or 6 years ago, Greg Poulter, he was a retired lathe worker from Sheffield, died now. Bit too heavy on the booze, even though I say it myself. He used to do up tractors and flog them to collectors, make a flaming fortune and then was it down the toilet. Anyway, Greg's been up Broadpike and offered Derek Townsend £600 for this heap of junk in one of his barns. Townsend goes mental and tells him to F off. I remember it, because Greg were in here threatening to go nick it anyway.
Did he?
Nah. But he went on about it for about a year. Every time he had a few. Then he got liver failure and died.
Tell me about Derek Townsend.
He was all right until his dad passed away.
And then?
How can I put it? He's not very sociable.
Was this one on the list?
Tomorrow.
Are they all like this?
No. This one's,
in need of modernisation.
He'll be in one of the outbuildings.
Or a field. Boss, over there.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Do you live here?
Yeah. No. Sort of. I work here. And live here. Both.
Detective Chief Inspector John Stone. This is DS Sue Kelly.
DI Mike Tanner.
We're looking for Derek Townsend.
Right.
And you are?
Trett.
Is that a first name or a surname?
It's what people call me.
Do you know where Mr. Townsend is?
Somewhere. Around.
Who else works here?
Anthony.
Just the three of you?
Yeah. And Mrs. Townsend.
It's all right, Trout.
Mrs. Townsend?
Trout is not very good with people.
Detective Chief Inspector...
I heard you.
Can we come in?
I suppose so.
We understand your husband might be the owner of a 1968 David Brown tractor.
Selectomatic.
Thank you, D.I. Tanner.
A tractor? We believe someone tried to buy it a few years ago.
I wouldn't know.
If you still have it, we'd like to have a look.
But Derek deals with all that stuff.
Can we speak to him?
He's away.
Can you tell us where he is?
He's gone to see a friend.
Do you have his mobile? We'd like to talk to him.
He don't have a mobile.
This friend, do you have a name, a number, address?
Scotland.
Was that all?
He didn't tell me.
If he's in a hotel, a B&B...
He sleeps in the Land Rover.
How long has he been away?
A couple of days.
Do you know when he'll be back?
No.
This is my card. If he rings from a phone box or something, I'd like him to call me.
All right. Is that it?
Can we have a look around? Outside?
Why? We're interested in anyone who may own one of these tractors. Or perhaps had one stolen in the last couple of years.
Stolen?
Have you had any machinery stolen?
No. Well, I suppose we might have done.
Excuse me. I need to deal with this.
You've seen Deliverance?
Seriously, if she's murdered her husband, you'd think she'd come up with a better story. Boss? You all right?
That was McCaffrey.
Yeah?
You've got all that social media bollocks on your phone.
Which bollocks in particular?
Someone calling themselves Gartside Hero.
Oh, yeah.
What, you know about this?
We've seen the stuff they've been posting.
But we know you don't follow it, so...
Show it to me. Mike!
Wait. This is new. If I'd seen this, I'd definitely have told you.
McCaffrey's putting cyber onto it.
Hashtag Gartside Execution. It's time for Pig John Stone to face the bullet. We know where the pig lives. Squeal for your life, piggy. Hashtag blah, blah, blah. It's your address, isn't it, boss?
You need to get home. John?
I'm not living there anymore. Me and Kat, we're on a bit of a break trial thing. Maybe permanent.
I'm sorry.
What else did Mrs. Townsend say?
John, we need to get you home. Even if you and Kat aren't... You'll still need to talk about this.
Wait there.
What's he doing?
Going into denial?
Hey, Trout.
What?
I could do with a full name, mate.
Philip.
Philip Trout.
Everyone calls me Trout.
How long have you worked here?
A while.
Weeks? Months? Years?
I can't remember exactly.
So where is it you live?
Caravan. Over there.
With Anthony?
Do I have to talk to you?
Is there a reason not to?
I've got to feed the pigs.
What did you say?
The pigs. I have to feed them.
Yeah, right. You don't sound like you're from around here.
I've been all over.
Where would I find Anthony?
He's around. Somewhere.
Yeah, that's what you said about Mr. Townsend. Mrs. Townsend said he was away.
That's right. He goes away sometimes.
And when was the last time you saw him?
Are you going to arrest me?
Why would I arrest you?
Mrs. Townsend said I don't have to talk to you. Not unless you arrest me.
Boss, guess what? Derek Townsend really doesn't have a mobile.
As far as you know, you can't prove a negative.
He's famous for it. No mobile, no computer. Apparently there's various bits of farm and admin you have to do. Online, tax and stuff. Elaine Townsend goes to the library, uses the computers there.
I spoke to a Gary Miller. He's a feed supplier. He says they don't even have a telly these days because Derek refused to upgrade to digital when they turned the analogue signal off.
And the Land Rover story stands up.
Seriously?
Apparently he went on a stag weekend about 15 years ago, refused to pay for a B&B, slept in his car.
Get a reg for the Land Rover. I want to find it. And find him.
Boss.
And see what other vehicles he's got registered.
DS Kelly. Yes, he's here. Who is this? Boss.
Mm.
It's for you.
Who is it?
Derek Townsend.
Derek, police are here!
He's in the lounge. Thanks.
Mr. Townsend. Yep. DCI John Stone.
DS Sue Kelly.
Have a seat.
Elaine says you want to know something about a tractor?
A 1968 David Brown 1200 Selectomatic.
Mr. Townsend?
Don't know if it was 68.
So you did have one?
It was my dad's.
And it was this exact same make?
Well, said David Brown Selectomatic 1200 in big letters on side.
Do you want some tea?
We're fine, thank you.
What happened to it?
Sold it about 3 years since.
We were told you refused to sell it.
Yes, old Greg Poulter could make a chuffing fortune at my expense.
Who did you sell it to, Mr. Townsend?
Travellers.
Is there a record of the sale?
Record?
Paperwork. When a vehicle is disposed of?
Junk. They give me cash. Problem solved.
How much did they pay you?
Can't remember. Is that everything?
Tell me about Trout and Anthony.
What's that got to do with tractor?
We're investigating a suspicious death, Mr. Townsend.
Oh, right.
You may have heard that a body was recovered from the flooded gravel pits at Lankhead.
Right.
We're trying to trace people's movements, if anyone's been behaving suspiciously, or if anyone has gone missing.
Who is it? Who's been... who's the dead fella?
I didn't say the body was male.
Well, you were asking who worked here. Apart from me, it's only ever the men.
Ah, yeah, I just assumed you...
Of course.
Trout's... He's a good lad. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
What about Anthony?
He's gone.
Gone where?
He's packed up and left last night.
Did he say where he was going?
No.
Didn't you ask?
No.
Can he give us his full name? We'd like to speak to him.
No.
You must know his name.
He never told me, I never asked.
If you were paying him, you'll have his NI number.
It were an informal agreement.
Do you have a record of the casual labour you've employed on the farm over the last 3 years?
No.
Trout said he was living in one of the caravans. Is it okay if we take a look?
If you like.
Oh. He lived here for 8 years. Oh.
I've met estate agents who'd call that hole a sunroof.
Rain bucket's nearly full. Which is stronger, the smell of rot or the smell of disinfectant?
She said she'd cleaned it.
Given her house looks like something off the telly about environmental health, I guess it's not one of her talents. Oh, my God, what's that?
Oh. Something from one of those black and white sci-fi films. It's probably producing a new type of penicillin.
No mattress. Apart from the blatant attempt to destroy any evidence about Anthony, I'm oddly relieved.
It's been completely stripped.
Like he was never here.
We don't know for sure that he was.
We need forensics on it.
On what grounds? Is Anthony a suspect, a victim? We don't have a reliable name. We have no idea what, if anything, is going on here. We could be cocking our leg up completely the wrong lamppost.
But you don't think that, do you?
No. This is the place, I'm sure of it.
The tractor store is entirely plausible and I don't believe a word of it.
Keep digging.
Very agricultural.
Find Anthony. There's got to be people who knew him. And who else worked here? Farm work's seasonal. There must be people who can give us an insight.
And what about him?
Who?
The other caravan. Look.
Trout.
Go away.
Boss. If we're going to talk to him, then it needs to be under caution with an appropriate adult. For our sake, as much as his.
Come on, mate. You're not in any trouble. I just want to ask you about Anthony.
We don't have any evidential link. He's clearly a vulnerable young man.
Anthony's gone.
When was that?
Packed up and left. Last night.
Did he tell you where he was going?
No.
Do you know his other name, his surname?
No.
Were you and Anthony friends?
Yeah.
How long have you known him?
He was here when I came.
And you never asked him what his name was?
I didn't ask, and he didn't tell me.
Do you like working here, Trout?
Yeah, of course.
Look, maybe if we came inside, you could talk to us in private. I'm not going to tell Mr. Townsend anything you don't want me to.
It's fine. I love it here. It's my home. I don't want to leave.
I rang round the local vets. The Townsends have been using this old guy for donkey's years, Alan McElhattan. He's semi-retired now. I went to see him, and he gave me that small community I'm not grassing up my clients thing. Anyway, he said he's hardly done anything up at Broadpike for ages. They used to have a few cows, 15 or so. But about 18 months ago, they got rid, sold them off. Dirt cheap. And McElhattan was nagged because there's more working cows for a vet because they're strictly regulated. They have to have passports and all sorts.
Does that mean they can't smile or wear a hat when they have their picture taken?
It's very funny, boss.
The point is, they shrank their operation and it all happened around the same time.
Hang on, I haven't finished.
These are Townsend's bank records. Basically, they work in cash, but there are a few things that have to go through the bank. Look at this.
It's a string of numbers.
EU subsidy. December 2013.
Wow. That'd cheer your Christmas up.
It's all completely legal and by the book.
So, what am I seeing?
December 2014. Nothing. The application had to be in by May, but he never submitted anything.
So how are they making their money?
Sheep, chickens, pigs. Elaine sells the veg at market. But in reality, it's not much more than subsistence farming.
What I was going to say when I was so rudely interrupted is that I'm on my way back to the car and McElhattan's wife comes running after me.
You're a babe magnet, Mike.
She says she drove her husband up to Broadpike one time a couple of years back. And while she was waiting in the Range Rover, she saw Townsend smacking Trout in the kidneys with the handle of a spade.
We can't find any missings from home with the name Philip Trout or anyone unaccounted for with that name who matches our Trout's description.
I've also had three people tell me they've seen Elaine Townsend with facial bruising or bruises on her arms. Injuries consistent with domestic abuse.
What else have we got on Anthony?
Everyone's agreed he's probably in his 40s, so he's old enough to be our dead tractor man. Medium height, dark brown hair, going a bit grey.
Asking around, it seems like he turned up about 8 or 9 years ago.
He looked like shite, like he'd been sleeping rough. You could smell him across the bar. I remember him because he was chain-smoking. It was just before the smoking ban. Teeth and fingers all yellow and knackered. I just had the seats recovered and he burnt 3 holes in them. Next thing I heard, he was working for Townsend. I ain't seen him since.
Yeah, I seen him up on field by Mill Beck. Not right chatty. Said he was from Hollow Grimsby or something.
Someone told me he was from Barrow in Furness, or was it Cockermouth? Somewhere beginning with a C or a B. I've not spoken to him myself, although we all heard the rumours.
What were the rumours?
Everything from dodgy sex stuff to Trout and Anthony being held prisoner to really weird incest stories where Anthony was Derek's bastard brother or Trout is Derek's kid by another woman. Just nothing consistent, nothing with any evidence. I've had DC Michaels on it. He can't find any trace of Derek or his dad, father and any spare kids.
Do we have a last sighting for Anthony?
Not a reliable one. Then again, no one's seen much of any of them. Townsend and the lads stay up at the farm.
When old man Townsend died 10 years back, Derek sort of turned in on himself and by all accounts he was pretty odd to start with. No one thinks anything of it. It's been the same story for a good few years now.
Apart from Mrs. T, she sells a veg, goes to the library, does the shopping, but apart from that,
they're keeping themselves to themselves.
It's not a crime.
Said the next door neighbour of insert serial killer here.
We haven't even got enough to interview under caution.
Unless we can get a match with Anthony's DNA. Mrs. Townsend. I have a warrant to search your two caravans. The one formerly occupied by Anthony, surname unknown, and the one currently occupied by Philip Trout.
You've already searched it.
This is a full forensic examination.
What for? We've told you he's gone.
We'll need swabs from you, your husband and Trout, so we can account for your DNA and any samples we recover.
What's going on?
They're searching caravans.
Derek Townsend, I'm also asking you to come to the station for interview.
Is that like assisting the police with inquiries?
You don't have to go. They have to arrest you first.
It's for your benefit as much as ours to carry out the interview in a formal setting. You can have a solicitor present if you wish, but your wife is right. At this stage, you are not being cautioned and you would be free to end the interview at any time.
Then you can bugger off.
Elaine, shut up. Where's this interview going to be, then?
In Manchester.
Manchester?
It's too far.
You can drive there yourself, or we can arrange transport.
It's all right. I'll do it.
Mr. Townsend has been advised that he can have a solicitor present, but has declined that option. Can you confirm that for the tape, Mr. Townsend?
Aye. Yes.
We visited your farm on the 4th of May, 2015, and you told us that you had been the owner of a 1968 David Brown 1200 Selectomatic tractor. You also told us that you sold this tractor to travellers 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
I am now showing Mr. Townsend a photograph of a tractor recovered from Lankhead gravel pits on the 30th of April 2015. Do you recognise this vehicle?
It's a Selectomatic. It's got Selectomatic written down the side.
Could it be your Selectomatic?
Mr. Townsend has shrugged. Could you express that in words, please?
Maybe. Maybe not.
We've been told about an incident where you were seen striking Philip Trout on the lower back with the handle of a spade. Can you tell me anything about that? Mr. Townsend.
I've changed.
A bit louder for the tape.
It's true, what you've heard. I used to treat the boys bad. Like dirt. Well, that's in the past.
So you admit to using physically intimidating behaviour to Philip Trout and to Anthony?
I got a bit rough.
Is this why you left the farm?
No.
Did you have an argument with Anthony?
No.
Did Anthony have an argument with Trout?
No.
What about Mrs. Townsend?
What about her?
Were there any tensions between her and Anthony?
No.
Were they close?
Close.
What sort of relationship did your wife have with Anthony?
All right, that's special.
Witnesses have told us that your wife has been seen with bruises on several occasions. Can you tell us how she got those injuries, Derek? Are you declining to answer?
It were a bad patch. It's all right now.
She seemed unhappy about you doing this interview. Why would that be, Derek?
She don't like the police.
How much do you pay your farmhands?
They get a roof, food, a bit of cash.
I take it you're aware of the current legislation concerning forced labour.
Well, you spoke to Trout. I mean, does he look to you like he's being forced to do out?
Can you tell me about Anthony's teeth?
Teeth?
Would you say he had good teeth?
Well, he weren't Tom Cruise.
Was he missing any teeth?
Not that I remember. Never looked in his mouth. Why would I?
Let it go.
Look at that. Down there.
What?
Elaine and Trout waiting for Derek in the Land Rover. They've been sat there the whole time.
So?
Derek admitted roughing up the lads. Even fessed up to knocking the wife about.
And now they're like the Waltons. He should have kicked off when I raised all that stuff.
A way of getting you to leave him alone?
I believed him. I know it's weird, but he is weird. Everyone says so. And in a way, it's kind of plain speaking.
Dead end?
Let's see what forensics come back with.
It's going to be tomorrow at the earliest.
I don't know about anybody else, but my watch says lag 100 hours.
Not tonight.
Come on, John. You've not been out in a while.
You look like...
What? What do I look like?
Do we need to say it? You look like you haven't been sleeping.
And there's something else.
What?
Gartside Hero.
He's been at it again.
I've read it.
No, this one's new. Says they're gonna... come and get you in your bed.
McCaffrey wants to put a unit outside your flat.
Waste of resources.
John.
Well, according to you, I'll be wide awake. So bring it on. I'll be ready and waiting.
Callum is unarmed. I repeat, he is unarmed. He will walk out slowly in front of me with his hands in the air. I will be directly behind. I repeat, he is unarmed. So let's just take things easy. Okay. I'm coming out now. Hold your fire! No! No, 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 no. God, no! You bloody idiot!
Hi.
Boss, where are you?
Bed. Is that the time? Sorry, couldn't sleep. Took something. I'll be half an hour.
Wait, John, we've got the DNA back on Anthony's caravan.
And?
It's not a match. Oh,
bollocks.
The Townsend scrubbed that caravan within an inch of its towing bar. Nothing down the plug hole. Forensics reckon it had a gallon of drain cleaner down it.
Have you run Anthony's DNA against the database?
We can't.
Why not?
There's only three sets of DNA. Derek, Elaine and Trout. It's like Anthony never existed.
I'm coming in. Kat, it's me. Sorry, only just picked up your message. Look, I'll try and get an update from cybercrime on this little bastard, whoever he is.
DC Ashton?
Yes?
Peter Deacon. Derek Townsend solicitor?
He's not here.
I heard he was.
He wasn't under caution. He declined a solicitor. I'm sure he'll tell you all about it.
Well, I rang the farm, but there was no reply.
Well, maybe you could persuade him to get a mobile.
I'll be honest with you, Inspector. There's no love lost between me and Derek. But his father was a good client, and in a rash moment of sentimentality, I promised Bill I'd keep an eye on the boy.
He's helping us with our inquiries. That is all.
Derek's not everybody's cup of tea. He can seem aggressive, even conniving, but in my opinion, he's a vulnerable adult. And if I get the faintest sniff he's been put in a situation where he has incriminated himself through lack of legal advice, I will make your life very difficult indeed.
As I said, he attended the interview voluntarily.
I understand you're investigating the body at Lankhead. Is Derek a suspect?
If he becomes a suspect, he will be interviewed under caution as per the PACE regulations.
He has a borderline personality disorder, which, coupled with his illiteracy, makes the world a very challenging place for him. His response is to treat everyone as an enemy.
What did you say?
And doesn't necessarily make him a criminal.
No, no, before that. Are you telling me he can't read?
Just because he can't read, it doesn't mean he wouldn't know it said Selectomatic on the side of the tractor.
No, there was something in the way you talked about it. He could read that word, I'm sure of it.
Oh.
What have you got, Sue?
Derek Townsend's driving licence.
That's not Derek.
No, that is Derek. Derek's not Derek.
That's what I mean. Derek's Anthony. I mean, Anthony is Derek.
We don't know who it is, just that the guy we've been speaking to isn't Townsend.
I thought you'd checked this when we were tracing the Land Rover.
I passed it on to traffic.
Oh, you've made me look a complete idiot.
Boss?
That'll be why he didn't want a solicitor.
And he was happy to come to Manchester for the interview where no one knows him.
And why they dumped all the stock and farming subsidies.
Pull up the drawbridge. No contact with anyone. Hope no one notices.
He was reclusive to start with.
It's been done before.
And if someone doesn't have a footprint online...
they become invisible.
I want forensics in the house. Get the real Derek Townsend's DNA. It'll be a match. I know it.
Arrest?
If they haven't already done a runner.
Is this going to be an early start, boss?
Morning, Elaine.
I don't have to talk to you.
We know the man we've been speaking to isn't your husband.
Anthony, run! The coppers are here, run!
All units, go, go, go!
By the way, madam.
What the bloody hell are you doing? Get out of my house!
Mrs. Townsend, I will have to restrain you.
Elaine Townsend, I'm arresting you on the suspicion of the murder of Derek Townsend. You don't have to say anything.
Get your hands off me, you filthy bitch!
Mention my question is something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
We also have a warrant to search the house and anywhere within the boundary of Broad Pike Farm.
He's not here, boss.
He must be. Look again.
Of course he's not in the house. Why would he be in the house?
He's in the caravan.
She's right. He's in the bloody caravan. Go! Go, go! Get them processed and let's start questioning as soon as we can.
Come on in.
John, wait. There's something you need to know.
What?
Cyber track down your internet troll.
Where is he?
She. Name's Claire Sowerby. 31 years old. Single.
Previous?
Nothing. She's a nursery assistant.
Plants or children?
children.
Is she here?
What are you doing?
I need to see her.
Does she look familiar?
No.
They're waiting for the CPS to clarify the charge. It'll be a condition of her bail that she stays well clear of you.
Yeah.
She's a nobody. She's terrified. They've got her on suicide watch.
Don't ask me to feel sorry for her.
I'm not. I'm saying, well, it's probably safe for Cat and Alice to go home again.
Yeah, I'll work that out.
Forget about her.
Murderers to interview and all that.
And all that.
T-R-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Troughton. Of course, I see what you did there.
Got called Trout at school. Hated it. Used to bunk off. Then, when Mum kicked us out, I was sleeping rough and stuff. Everyone called me it. And it was nice then, like, I was their pet. But then these two blokes used to make me do things. Dirty things. When I wouldn't, they killed my dog, so I thought I'd better get out of there.
How did you meet Derek Townsend?
It was raining. He gave me a lift. Said, did I want a job?
How long have you been married to Derek?
I can't remember.
Do you remember what year it was?
1990-something.
Can you describe your relationship with Derek? Elaine?
Not really.
Was he violent to you?
No more than you'd expect.
I were a mechanic. Trained. Good money. But I got depression. Really, really bad. Split with my girlfriend. My boss didn't reckon it was a real thing. Said it was my own fault, because of what weed I smoked. And then I came out of hospital. He'd already given me a job to this other fella. Said I could do odds and sods if he were busy. I was a bit, you know, fried. Because I'd been on these pills and then I stopped taking them. Anyway, it was a bit of a fight. And I told him to stuff it. And I lost me dole. Because they said I'd left on my own accord. Then I got evicted out of my flat.
He paid me the first week, but that was it.
He never paid you again?
No.
Did you ask to be paid?
He hit me.
Why didn't you leave?
Where would I go? It's like he said, who else is going to give someone like me a caravan to live in? I never had a place in my own before.
Did you know that Derek was using violence on Trout and Anthony?
Maybe.
She did me and all, but she stopped after Mr. Townsend died.
Where was I going to go?
I've been in your caravan, Anthony. It's not fit for a dog.
Yeah? Well, no one's asking you to live in it. And anyway, I was fixing up that old tractor, got it running and everything.
Tell me about the day Derek died.
Trout had this thing he had to do every morning.
I had to go up to Mr. Townsend's bedroom and empty this big potty he had.
Potty?
You know, under the bed, for doing your stuffing at night.
It were Derek's granddad's.
Why couldn't he use the toilet?
I don't know, it were too far.
Anyway, Trout went and broke it, didn't he?
I dropped it in the bathroom.
Trout dropped it in the bathroom.
Townsend comes charging out of the house. Effing and blinding, starts smacking Trout with his spade. Normally, he uses the handle, but this time he smacks him on the side of the head with business end. Trout goes flying and ends up in a pile of cow dirt. So I smacked Townsend with an old plank. I mean, it was just wood.
What do you mean, just wood?
He fell down. I thought he was dead. But he wasn't. He got up.
And then he fell down again.
sort of gurgling and twitching.
When I came out into the yard, he were on ground, gurgling and twitching.
Why didn't you call an ambulance?
He stopped moving. He were dead. An ambulance weren't going to change anything. You'd just stir up a load of trouble.
Why didn't you call an ambulance?
I don't know. We just wanted everything to carry on exactly the way it was.
Just would.
What?
That's an odd thing to say.
It wasn't a metal bar or anything.
I didn't say it was.
I wasn't trying to kill him.
Why not?
What?
He smacked your best mate with a spade. You've got a temper, a violent temper. He just said so.
He had a stroke or something. Might not have been anything to do with the thing I hit him with.
Why didn't you call an ambulance?
Because I knew this would happen.
What, you knew he'd be accused of murdering Derek Townsend?
No, people like you. On my case, everything falling apart again.
Again?
You're twisting me words.
Has this happened before?
Why couldn't you just leave us alone?
Am I going to prison?
Your solicitor will advise you, depending on what the charge is and the application to the district judge, it's possible that you will be released on bail.
If I don't go to prison, where am I going to go?
Do you believe it?
Identical stories.
Which suggests they've rehearsed it.
Anthony admits striking Townsend. He didn't have to.
He assumed we had evidence of blunt head trauma, even though we don't. He thought he had to admit to something.
And what about Elaine's story, that they didn't call 999 because basically it was too much trouble? They just wanted things to go on as before, living in shit.
They did, though. I mean, Anthony was back in that stinking caravan. It's like your tractor guy said. They didn't do it for money, or because they were having an affair.
Isn't that worse? Like they've forgotten how to live like civilised human beings, and it beaten out of them like this was as good as it was going to get.
For God's sake. Put a lid on it, the pair of you.
Boss?
John?
Everyone's got a story, haven't they? Someone used me as slave labour, so I killed them. My husband's been beating me up for 20 years, so I killed him.
I'm not one for excuses.
My family took my money, so I murdered the lot of them.
Callum Gartside?
I'm sick of it, Sue.
This isn't like you, John.
I've been telling myself I didn't give a monkey's about all this internet stuff. And then I look through the cell door at that pathetic heap of nothing, blubbering in the corner, and it's like a 10-ton weight lifting off my shoulders.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
No, Sue. I knew it was going to be some feeble scroat.
So you can let it go. It doesn't matter what a bunch of internet nobodies say about you.
That depends on whether Callum Gartside was an egotistical, out-of-control, self-pitying sociopath or someone at the bottom of the pile who finally snapped. And this lot are just the same. Victims, perpetrators, all blurring into one.
It's not our problem. We just have to establish whether they did the crime. The other stuff, that's for a jury, a judge deciding sentencing.
I promised Callum I'd get him out of there. But one of ours pulled the trigger and I ended up with bits of him all over me. And now I can't step away from it. Part of me needs to know. I bloody dream about him, Sue. I feel responsible, like some of that internet stuff is true. Which is complete crap, because I know it isn't.
I know you hate the idea, but maybe you should see a counsellor.
Yeah. Well, I've spoken to you. And you're never going to mention it to a soul, are you?
No.
Good. Okay. Let's get back to work. Decide what we're going to charge these poor bastards with.
Dirt. Stone was played by Hugo Speer. Tanner by Craig Cheatham and Sue by Deborah McAndrew. Anthony was Jeff Hordley. Elaine, Sally Carman. Trout, Thomas Pickles. And Leo, Darren Cuppen. Dirt was written by Martin Jameson and directed by Nadia Molinari.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.